More North Pole wells are coming up positive for the chemical solvent sulfalane. Department of Environmental Conservation Contaminated Sites Project Manager Ann Ferris says the pollution from historic spills at the Flint Hills refinery is more widespread than previously thought.
They have identified approximately 30 wells, private wells, that have detections of sulfalane in them.
So far, all off-site well samples have come in far below an existing 350 parts per billion cleanup standard. Sulfalane is not a regulated drinking water contaminant, and it's unclear how dangerous it is for human consumption at such low concentrations. Ferris says results of a toxicity review by the State Department of Health are expected out soon. She says some of the sulfalane-contaminated wells are nearly a mile away from the refinery, and Flint Hills is expanding the scope of well testing and precautions.
Notification letters have gone out to homes north of the homes already identified, and there'll be ongoing sampling. Now, all of the wells that have been sampled, the people have been provided with bottled water, or Flint Hills is working with them to provide them bottled water.
The state is also keeping watch on the city of North Pole's public water system. One of two city wells earlier tested positive for contamination and was taken offline. There's only one known release of sulfalane at the refinery, a 150-gallon spill in 2002. But gasoline also contains the chemical, and leaching from historic gas spills is believed to be the primary source of the sulfalane affecting localized groundwater.